Hello, everyone. It's George from Ireland, and time to say Requiescat in pace Azil Nadir. So Azil Nadir was a Turkish Cypriot businessman, I think British citizen too, who was renowned for his almost rags-to-riches story, for the collapse of his Polypec textile company, for his flight to North Cyprus in 1993, which was an illegal nowhere's man, no man's land, nowhere'sville, whatever. And the shadow that cast over the conservative government of John Major, especially during John Major's mocked back to basics campaign, saying personal responsibility, morality, family values. And then it turned out that plenty of his MPs had a lot of skeletons in their cupboard. Michael Mates, a prominent MP from Hampshire, he had been given, I think, or gave, a watch engraved with the words non illegitimi carborundum to Azil Nadir, or from Azil Nadir. I can't remember which way around and went, don't let the bastards get you down. Not very significant in itself, but this very small token of esteem, of affection, or whatever was used against him. Oh, well, you Tories, you're all shysters. You've got links to these con men. So, yeah. And Nadir has just been called to his Janat. So he's born in Cyprus in 1941, then a British colony. And he's part of that ethnic Turkish minority, about 18% of the population. Of course, been ethnically Greek mostly throughout history. I won't go through everything, but the Venetians were defeated by the Ottoman Turks in the 16th century. Then the Turks ruled it till 1878. And they lent it to the United Kingdom, didn't actually give it, but the UK annexed in the First World War, blah, blah, blah. He's born in the British Crown Colony, growing up speaking Turkish and English. I'm not sure if he spoke Greek or not. Most Turkish Cypriots in those days did do. But his father was in the police. And when Azil Nadir was a teenager, that's when there was a big campaign by EOKA, the National Organization of Cypriot Fighters, for Cyprus to break away from Britannic superintendence and to merge into the then Kingdom of Greece, Enosis, as a unification. But the Turkish minority definitely didn't want that. The United Kingdom had signed the Treaty of Lausanne in 1922, where Turkey recognized British suzerainty over the island, but said if the United Kingdom ever withdraws, they must affect retrocession of the island to Turkey. They can't allow it to be independent, and they mustn't give it to Greece. And so the United Kingdom was playing the Greeks and the Turks off against each other. Anyway, 1960 went independent. Don't want to go into the minutiae of the domestic politics of Greece, of Cyprus. But Azil Nadir had moved to London by that time and running his businesses. He didn't actually finish university when he studied at Istanbul. He had gone out really before Cypriot independence, and he was selling newspapers on the streets. He was a hustler. His father was in the rag trade. And so he just set up the company Polypec, making textiles, I think often manufactured in Turkey, where the cost of labor was very, very low. And then he bought lots of other companies and the CEO of loads of them was a massive shareholder and was huge in FTSE. So he was very different. Got to remember what a monochromatic world the city of London was in the old days. And though he was a British subject born in a colony. And of course, in those days, anybody from the colonies could come to the United Kingdom straight away, even after Cypriot independence. In the first few years, Cypriots the automatic right to settle in the United Kingdom. That went, but he'd acquired British citizenship for himself. So he was a multi-billionaire by the 1990s. This is partly because of large-scale fraud. And then he got a private jet, which flew him from the United Kingdom to North Cyprus. And North Cyprus had been annexed by Turkey in 1974. Then Turkey recognized it as independent about 1980. Nowhere else in the world recognized it as independent. It was legally no man's land because, yes, legally it belongs to Cyprus, but the Cypriot government had no control over it since 1974. Turkey would say, nothing to do with us. And there was no extradition treaty between North Cyprus and anywhere else. So he lived out there. He had a lot of money, a lot of property there. He lived in great comfort. But then he decided he would eventually go back in return, that he wouldn't be remanded in custody for his trial. Flew back in 2010 after 17 years face trial, and he got a short sentence, something like 10 years, released after 4 years to go and serve out the remainder of it in Turkey. And of course, Turks broke the deal and let him out after 1 day. But nevertheless, I think he was still actually allowed to come to the United Kingdom. So he married twice. His second wife was 43 years younger than him. And he had six children in total. And so the two of them were with mistresses of his. So he was certainly a bon vivant, not an observant Muslim, not seen as quite as unsavory as Muhammad Fayed. Didn't caught the limelight as much. And was known for his liberality towards the Conservative Party. Did he believe in conservatism? I mean, somewhat. The Conservatives thought to be more Turkophile, and Labour or the Liberal Democrats more Phil Hellene in the 20th century. So it might be to that, or simply was to curry favour with the governing party, because in the 80s the Conservatives ruled the roost. In the early 90s they just won the 1992 election. It wasn't quite clear they'd lose in 97 by that stage. But obviously, by the time the solids hit the fan, he was out of the country. And, okay, Labour came back in, and that didn't make a great deal of difference to him. But it was seen as deeply embarrassing for the Conservative Party. Nevertheless, Michael Mates, he remained MP for that seat in Hampshire for quite a few years. He stood down towards the end of the Blair years. I'm not sure if he's still alive. So Azil Nadir, a different and a colourful character, who had an awful lot of cars, was seen as quite a sharp dresser, not quite the loathsome spiv that Muhammad Fayed was. Yes, he was also a Middle Eastern Muslim, also a man who made an awful lot of money. But yeah, Muhammad Fayed was never convicted of anything, though he did organize that break into Tiny Rowland's safety deposit box about 30 years ago. I didn't know he was never prosecuted for that one. Azil Nadir, about 66 counts of fraud he was charged with. And he negotiated a deal with the prosecutors, and they charged with 10 specimen counts. So we're talking millions of dollars. He was also linked to the collapse of BCCI, Bank of Commerce and Credit International, which was founded by a Pakistani banker way back in the 70s. It was really booming in the 80s before it imploded in the 90s. People used to call it Bank of Crooks and whatever, Cocaine Dealers International. So that is Azil Nadir, who, lived a very good life, didn't do an awful lot of good things, and spent the last few years of his life in North Cyprus, dying in Nicosia. Where he was from was actually South Cyprus, but when he was born, of course, Cyprus was united in those days and wasn't explicitly political. And in the last few years, had avoided the limelight. Not known for benefactions to anybody else, but apparently not such a terrible person to work for. You wouldn't be able to just fly out of the country these days if you're awaiting trial. They got savvy to this kind of thing because of him. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.